This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. President Biden says he's not giving up on reaching a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, even as regional tensions flare. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president spoke hours after Israel carried out strikes near Lebanon's capital against Hezbollah militants, raising fears the Gaza war could spread into a regional war.
We're continuing to try to do what we tried from the beginning, to make sure that both the people in northern Israel as well as southern Lebanon are able to go back to their homes and go back safely.
Asked if an Israel-Hamas deal may now be slipping away.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Commission announced on Friday a loan of up to $39 billion for Ukraine to help cover its increased needs, saying it was needed to defend the country against Russian attacks and help it get through the winter. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Outlined on her visit to Kyiv, the loan is part of a wider plan among G7 nations to raise funds using $300 billion of Russian assets locked as punishment for invading its neighbor. Ukraine is facing huge financial needs after more than 2 years of intensive warfare that have devastated its infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine planned to use the proposed loan for air defense, energy, and arms procurement. Zelensky also raised a victory plan, of which few details have been revealed, but he singled out the importance of the United States to the plan and said he and President Joe Biden would discuss it when they meet next week.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's ruling party will hold a leadership vote next week to choose the country's next prime minister. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Tokyo.
A record 9 candidates are vying to lead Japan's Liberal Democratic Party. They're also competing to restore public trust in the government. The winner will succeed Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. He's stepping down amid a struggling economy and political scandals that have rocked the LDP. To rebuild confidence, powerful party factions were dissolved, effectively swinging the race wide open. Among the top contenders are Shinjiro Koizumi, the son of a former prime minister, and veteran former defense minister Shigeru Ueshiba. However, there is no clear frontrunner in this internal party vote. Whoever wins must deal with inflation, which has driven up consumer prices. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Tokyo.
A Lebanese and Belgian citizen labeled a global terrorist by the United States in 2018 has pleaded guilty to conspiring to cause a U.S. individual to unlawfully transact with him. Mohammed Ibrahim Bazzi entered the plea Friday in Brooklyn federal court. Federal authorities had described him as a key Hezbollah financier when he was extradited to the United States. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace had said Bazzi wrongly thought he could illegally move hundreds of thousands of dollars from the United States to Lebanon without being noticed. As part of the plea, he agreed to forfeit nearly $830,000 involved in the illegal transaction. Farmers in Nigeria's Benue State fear floods are on the way amid rising water levels and after neighboring Cameroon started releasing water from a dam. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Nigerian farmer Enoch Fatty has barely slept in the past few days. Water levels have started rising at his paddy farm and in a major river nearby. While the northern Borno state was recently hit by its worst flooding in 3 decades, the central Benue state is now facing its own deluge.
Almost covered with water again.
2 years ago, Benue was among states badly hit by floods following torrential rains. The downpour and neighboring Cameroon releasing water from the upstream Lagdo Dam caused the Benue River to burst its banks. Cameroon has this week again started releasing water from the dam. That's after heavy rains across western Central Africa that also caused the floods in Borno State.
David Doyle from Reuters. Google has opened its defense against allegations that it holds an illegal monopoly on online advertising technology, with witness testimony saying the industry is vastly more complex and competitive than portrayed by the federal government. Testimony Friday afternoon from a Google executive came after the government rested its case 2 weeks into the federal trial in Virginia. The Justice Department and a coalition of states contend that Google built and maintained an illegal monopoly over the technology that facilitates the buying and selling of online ads seen by online consumers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.